Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am not Sammy P. The man got a day off. How the hell did that happen after all last week off? Welcome into Bet Sweats. Back with my man, Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack, filling in for Sam Panayotovic today, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. We appreciate you taking us with you wherever you're going in the world inside that Odyssey app. Don't forget, the first hour always live via Stadium in the ValleySportsLive.com and Bally Sports Live app, and on YouTube and Twitch and wherever else you want to see our beautiful faces. Joe, it's been too long, my friend. How are you?
It has been way too long, Chris. I have a lot of Steelers questions for you. I don't know that you can provide any answers, but I have a lot of Steelers questions.
I don't know if we need to compartmentalize the Steelers and Penn State nonsense to like a certain window today, because it feels like it can spiral out of control in both regards, much like both teams have. So I don't know if we should save that. I don't know if we should just weave it in and out and you can feel my pain for the next 3 hours collectively. I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, or just go on the Ben Roethlisberger show and you can get all the answers right there.
Right. Pull it all together.
When did that happen? Okay. I love him, but let me rip him. let me tell you why he should get out of the NFL.
Yeah. He should probably be done.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's a lot going on. I am so curious about that conversation too. You can ask me Bears questions or any questions that you have for me. That has been one of the strongest trends in football, and you know all about it. And we haven't even talked about it at all this week. Just Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I'm at a point right now where it just feels like everything that has occurred over the last 21 years, it doesn't matter. And when you have something that hits at such a high rate for such a long time in this business, that's hard to do. But that's where I'm at with that one. I want to see if you agree with me when we break down Steelers-Ravens, along with every game coming up this week in Week 14.
Yeah, every game in Week 14, we have got angles on, and we will go through each and every single one of them today. Third and final hour, Patrick Everson, his insight from Vegas Insider, going to join us as well. They stay on top of all the line moves, everything going on in the market. That you want to keep an eye on as you're getting ready to place your bets, or maybe you got ahead of them and placed them in some cases. We'll get into all of it today. It could be a ridiculous weekend in college football, and not just because of the coaching cycle, which is like a game of musical chairs where there's one empty chair left and everybody has left the game, as we mentioned Penn State already. But just the conference championship picture itself, the playoff picture, I should say, with conference championship weekend on deck. I mean, we got the possibility of the ACC not getting a single team into the playoff. That's still out there as a possibility. There's a million different directions we can go with that as well. We'll do that before the end of the first hour here on Bet Sweats. But let's start with last night. And I did not see what the number was on Jahmyr Gibbs for 3 touchdowns. I got to think, though, for those that went in on it, it was a pretty nice little payout. 3 touchdowns for Jahmyr Gibbs. He continues to be dominant, not necessarily in run game numbers, only 43 yards on 12 carries, but adds in 7 catches for 77 yards, Joe. The 3 touchdowns, as I mentioned, all came on the ground. 19 touches for 120 yards. Oh, by the way, Jameson Williams continues to churn out offense for this team, even with Amon-Ra St. Brown available despite not practicing at all this week. Those two combined for 13 catches and 188 yards. And after a long year, 13 straight weeks of Dak not quite being Dak, we got return of the Dak with two ugly interceptions, 376 yards. That's great. That's wonderful if you got Dak as your fantasy quarterback and maybe you're moving towards the playoffs. But he saw a ton of pressure and he didn't do a lot of great work with it in his face.
One of those picks definitely not his fault because that was on Pickens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you have a lot to say about this morning. Holy crap. As soon as that game ends, they go to the post-game desk. Richard Sherman just lights his ass up. Hey, don't turn off Amazon Prime yet because I've got something for George Pickens. Probably something that you said on the air many, many times. Didn't care. Wasn't interested. Lamb is down. You're the guy. You've got to take over. Nah, I still don't care. I'm not even going to run my routes properly. That was very interesting. The way that they have been playing of late, you take down two of the teams that are looked at as top couple teams at home over the last couple weeks. People are like, hey, man, all right, let's go. Playoffs. You can win out. You've got the elite offense. And now with the additions on defense, everything has come together. Just win this game and you're going to be okay because it's a soft schedule the rest of the way. Nope. Pickens still not interested. And you wake up this morning, the Dallas Cowboys are all but eliminated from the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, last night it starts with Gibbs, three touchdowns. Yeah, that had to be a big number, but like for an anytime touchdown, he was like minus 275, something like that. It felt like it was going to be a Gibbs game. And that's where I focused as far as the props last night. I figured via the air more so, he did everything. Some of it was through the air, but on the ground is where he got all of his touchdowns. Look, it's difficult doing a show in the morning when you have an injury report that lacks clarity. And when I saw a couple hours before the game, okay, they're tweeting out videos of Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he looks really good. Like they know this is the all-in game, and Dan Campbell is pushing that all week. And, oh, those three guys on the offensive line, your left tackle, your right tackle, your center that were questionable, they're all playing. Oh, this is going to be the all-in effort from the Lions. And the pressure that you talked about, the get off at the line, we saw it last night. They knew that this was it. Their season was on the line right here, right now. They've got to get to that last playoff spot, which San Francisco has a bit of a stranglehold on right now. It doesn't mean they're going to have it at the very end, but they have 9 wins this year, and that's the last playoff spot in the NFC. So they knew they had to have that game. Here's where I was last night, Chris. So kicks off 7:15 Central. It's right. 7. We shuffle into the Christmas orchestra, find our seats, 7:05. It gets to 7:10, and I'm like, I don't have a play on the game. I could see either team winning. I do think we're going to see a lot of scoring, but my thing has been, okay, I don't mind having a ticket on the winner of this game to win the Super Bowl because the NFC is completely wide open. I think both conferences are completely wide open. Yeah. These are really juicy numbers on both teams. Loser probably leaves town. Loser probably out of the playoffs with the schedule that the Lions have moving forward. Paul Aspen gave it out at the end of the show. I kept thinking about it. And 7:13, 7:14. I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. Because the Lions are winning tonight, and then we're going to wake up tomorrow, and they're not going to be 25-1 for the Super Bowl. They're not going to be 14-1 for the NFC. And that's what happened. It is now 20-1 for the Super Bowl. The NFC number dropped down as well. It's the Lions still have that scary factor. Like they've had a lot of issues. There are a ton of injuries, but there's no great team in this league. And even the Rams, you would have said a week ago, okay, if you're going to say there's a great team, it's the Rams. Panthers, we saw last week.
Yeah, Lions down under 10-1 now, 9-1 at BetMGM for NFC. So there you go. If you got ahead of it last night, as Joe did while listening to sixth graders play off-key oboes, then by all means, good on you. You made the move right when you were supposed to make the move. You mentioned the pressure. 20% of his dropbacks were pressured. Dak Prescott didn't fare well in the face of it. You mentioned all the you know, philosophical pressure, I guess, mental pressure, emotional pressure being on Detroit needing this game. Both teams needed it, obviously. Loser leaves town, like you said, but Detroit needed it. And I wonder how much Dan Campbell played, you know, didn't fudge, but played with that injury report that you talked about, right? We're getting late in the year. And then you see it sit at three for a few days, and all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, gets to 3.5 at most places. And you go, okay, Amon-Ra's playing. I didn't need to see him warm up to know that Amon-Ra St. Brown was going to play last night. I saw the line move from 3 to 3.5, and I said, Amon-Ra's playing.
Yep. And then it went to 4. Like, yeah, and he was terrific. Didn't practice all week for all the injury report stuff that we talk about today. And then when stuff pops later in the show about the final injury report of the week, what does it really matter? You're right. There's probably going to be a lot of coaches that are doing it this time of the year, looking for every sort of edge that they can come up with. I mentioned the playoff chances, right? And to hammer that point home, I check out the playoff odds this morning. Cowboys to make +760. They're not making it. They are the 10th seed now. They're 2.5 games back of San Francisco. However, Detroit, still on the outside looking in, but they're momentarily the 8th seed. Remember, San Fran off this week. They're the 8th seed, one game back, but they're favored, Chris, to make the playoffs, -142. So a big swing game. And isn't that the theme of the week? Like, there's almost half the card where you say, whoa, swing game, swing game, all over the place.
Every game, I shouldn't say every game, but most games have massive impact on the playoff picture, and we'll get into each and every one of them. As for Pickens, this is exactly what we've tried to tell everyone about. For those of us that understood, and look, for the last 3 months, people have been saying, man, I can't believe Jerry got George Pickens for a third-round pick. Look at this. Well, when George Pickens sees that he's going to get bracketed or that they're going to sit back in soft coverage against him and that they're going to let him have little 5 and 6 yard dump offs or whatever it may be, quick hitters, George Pickens, to be honest, tends to dog it. That's what he did last night. He dogged it. I had people texting me during the game, watch Pickens. If the mouthpiece isn't in before the snap, you know the ball's not going to him. And it checks out. The guy, telegraphs before every single play whether he's actually going to be involved or not. And then even when he does come off the line on a route, half the time he's kind of jogging, half looking back for the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what happens with George Pickens. 9 times out of 10, you may get just unmitigated greatness. The one-handed catches, the catch and run that you see so many times this year. And then 1 time out of 10, you get George dogging it. And this is why, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you've got to question whether this guy is worth the headache that would come with a franchise tag, with giving him an extension, if that's what you decide to do, and roll all that money into the offensive skill position players when your defense still is a bare cupboard for the most part. There's a lot of questions, and it's one game. Like I said, out of 14 now for the Dallas Cowboys, 13, sorry, for the Dallas Cowboys. So you can say it's one game, but it's always sitting there in the back of your mind with a guy like Pickens. Are we going to sign this guy, give him big money, and then every once in a while he's just going to mentally check out?
And you needed him last night. I was jokingly on the show yesterday saying, when did CeeDee Lamb become the third best receiver on this team behind Ferguson and Pickens? And we saw last night, before he exits with the concussion, 121 monster performance out of Lamb. That's the guy you're used to. And then that happens. And you need Pickens to be your one, and nothing. Just nothing there. Oh, man. That was it's funny that you were holding out. You're like, you know what? I know this guy enough. I know what's happening down the road. But it's, man, it's still frustrating. I know you look at it and you say you're not surprised, but I'm still a little surprised at the lack of effort, the lack of care, when it just given that spot and it's Thursday night football, a monster matchup, the world is watching and everything, your playoff lines are on the line right here, right now. I'm good.
Yeah, and strip away the team first factor of we desperately need this game to stay alive in the playoff picture, and even just boil it down, distill it down to just George Pickens' essence, which is me. It's a contract year, my man. And like you said, you're on national TV. The world is watching. You got a chance to help keep your team in the playoff picture with another massive performance. I think he still got targeted 9 times, didn't he? But he doesn't show up for half of them.
Yep.
And so, again, all those questions about if you're a team that's considering, you've been watching George Pickens all year thinking, man, I can't wait for free agency to hit. I'm desperate for a wide receiver. I'm going to pay this dude. He's turned the page. He's turned over a new leaf. He's a new George Pickens. Nope, he's not. It's still in there. He's still George Pickens sometimes. I have to bring this up, Joe, because I know how much you love talking about him. LeBron James, 1,297 game streak of double figures ended last night, and ended when he had a chance to take the last shot too. And instead he dished it off for the game winner.
The NBA started. When did this happen?
They're playing basketball.
They are. Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got the Bulls here. Wow. That's great. Great for LeBron. It's wonderful. I'm really
sad. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've had a chance to work with you, Joe, but I know just how to wind it up.
Yes.
Still remember how to wind it up.
Yep. Yeah, we got a lot to wind up today. Oh, by the way, before we completely close the book here on Monday Night Football, The Room, we always do that on the show. We did it late in the show yesterday. The Room, 5 most popular player props. Pickens was number 2, over 87.5. That's a loser. The top 5 goes 1-4.
Yeesh. I've been doing something for my teenage daughter the last few days, and my wife is pretty pissed about it. So I've got to get Joe's opinion on this, because I know he'll have my side. I think he will anyway, or he'll call me out on it. Friday Feels next here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.